Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. New South Wales police say around 90,000 people walked across Sydney Harbour Bridge in a rainstorm to support Palestinians in Gaza. The protesters want the Albanese government to sanction Israel. Sunday was the first time the bridge has been closed for an anti-war protest.
We might be standing in the rain, but there's nothing compared to the rain and the bombs and the bullets.
This is nothing compared to what's happening in Palestine.
We are not a noisy minority. This is the majority. The tide has turned. Sanction Israel now!
We're here using our voice, trying to make a change and pressure the government into doing something and make a stand for these people.
Police are asking for any information that could help solve cases of missing persons in Australia during National Missing Persons Week. Around 2,700 Australians have been missing for a long time. Heather Marks went missing 42 years ago in Sydney. Heather's granddaughter, Natalie Jackson, is asking anyone who may know more about her grandmother's disappearance to come forward.
On the 30th of April, Heather went missing, last seen walking along Glover Street, Roselle, heading towards the Leichhardt Pool. If you're there that day or know anything, no matter how small, please, I urge you to come forward. To the rest of Australia, she may be a missing person, but to us, she's family, and we miss her dearly. A long-term missing person case brings immense emotional distress. For families, it's an endless journey of uncertainty marked by sadness, guilt, and sometimes anger. Yet, there's always a flicker of hope that one day we will have answers.
The federal government has named Australia's first National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people. Sue-Ann Hunter will speak with Indigenous children and young people to make meaningful change on social issues and help meet closing the gap targets. Professor Hunter says she wants to build on work that has already been done.
Most of this work isn't new. It's not new, it just hasn't progressed. So how do we actually do and progress, reduce the rate of children in care, reduce our children in youth detention, how do we get better health outcomes, better education outcomes, and so how do we keep kids connected to their country, their family, their culture?
In sport, cyclist Australian Loretta Hansen says she is proud of her performance at the Tour de France Femme. 8. Australians participated in the race. Hansen finished 75th out of 154 riders. She says it takes dedication to compete.
You see the level of professionalism in the athletes here. They've really dedicated a lot to be here. And I mean, my preparation wasn't perfect, but I mean, it still takes a lot of hard work to be able to start the Tour de France. And, you know, there's some incredibly strong athletes. They've dedicated a lot of time, their friends, their families, their teams as well, you know, spending a lot of time on altitude, really focusing on their preparation and performance to give themselves and their team the best opportunity for yellow. And, you know, it's been a really tough week. You've seen really exciting racing, really fast racing. And yeah, I'm just proud to be a part of it.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.